y'all. It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show where we sit down and talk about our favorite TV shows. And of course, by the music in the background, you can tell we're going to be talking about Friday night's episode of Sleepy Hollow. It is Saturday, February 27th. I can't do it by myself. I've got from the VRO.com, Miss Amy McCracken. What's Amy? Amy?
Hello, hello, sleepyheads. Oh my God, Mike, I've got so excited watching this episode.
Okay, I don't know if you're telling the truth or you're being sarcastic, but...
No, I did. I got so excited while watching this episode because I got to see commercials for Gotham.
You know what? That is pretty sad by you. Because I sent out, did you see my tweet?
No, I haven't seen no tweets today.
I sent out a tweet during when I saw the commercial for Gotham, and I was like, oh, Gotham starts Monday. What now? Hashtag now watching, hashtag Sleepy Hollow. So I was excited too, because oh my gosh, Gotham last, woo, I can't wait. But enough of Gotham. Let's talk about Sleepy Hollow. The episode was called Sins of the Father, which is kind of, by the title, you can tell by Corbin, as a young Corbin and a young Atticus in the war. They pretty much brought this thing, this ghoul.
By the title, mix. I thought it was going to be like Abby and her dad.
That's what I thought. And maybe that's what it is. I
might have been more entertaining.
No wonder you got excited for the return of Gotham. Now, Miss Amy Kraken, I have my notes here, and I have some parts that I want to discuss, but let's just talk about you right now. You didn't like the episode?
Well, okay. I was like, okay, this episode, I'm going to give it a try. And you know what? I'm going to actually work out on my treadmill while I watch this episode.
Okay.
And then the episode was that bad, I hurt myself, and I've been in bed all day.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't understand these episodes. Like, they're not going to anything.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean? Like,
I could see. Yeah. Okay.
They're like, what are they fighting for right now? Because season one, they were fighting the horsemen.
Correct.
And, you know, season two, they're fighting Crane's wife, basically.
Correct.
So, I mean, what the hell are they fighting now? They're fighting Pandora and her abusive husband?
He was a very big douchebag in this episode.
See, I told you that she's in an abusive relationship.
She needs to get her magic going and zap him somewhere or something. I don't know, but he was a total douche. He was like, I'll give you a little taste of magic. And then he's like, oh, now you know how I feel. I was like, dude, she's going to wind up turning on his ass.
Yeah, she needs to.
Yeah, that.
But I don't understand. And then she might get a Netflix movie then. But I don't understand the end game supposed to be.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Maybe we're going to see episode after episode and then these creatures are coming. But you know what? The creatures are coming and they're not even getting to the hidden one because they're getting defeated. So it's like, it's just like dragging on.
Well, if they would go, you know, straight to him instead of trying to kill people.
Yeah, I guess. I could see that. I could see where you're talking about. I mean, to me, the episode was... I thought I was gonna be more excited when I saw the creature. Kind of remind me of the Descent creature, you know?
Yeah, I did like the creature. I mean, the special effects on that creature, and then when he reached in and grabbed whatever, he didn't even grab a heart. He just like
Randall's heart
through the guy's chest.
Oh, Randall's chest. That was awesome because I didn't expect that happening. I thought the creature was gonna come and they were gonna fight, but all of a sudden the arm goes through his chest. I was like, oh damn, I didn't even see that. So I thought I was going to be more excited because, you know, last week when we saw the commercial, I was like, oh, there's going to be a creature running around in the forest and this is going to be cool. And then Atticus is coming back. I mean, you know, I did like that Atticus return. I didn't expect the scarab to be inside him. I really thought it was going to be.
Really? Like, you didn't see that coming?
I really thought it was going to be like an amulet, like something like you wear something. I didn't think it was going to be a freaking live beetle, you know, which was cool because I didn't expect it. You know, and I like to be surprised.
Come on, you watched The Mummy before?
I did watch The Mummy, but that was a long time ago. And The Mummy was a good movie.
Don't make me laugh.
The Mummy was a good movie. The Mummy was a good movie.
There was a good movie.
I don't know about the other ones, but that first one was good. I like the backstory, seeing the young Corbin and young Atticus and seeing all that. I my mouth dropped open. I was like, damn, Atticus turned this creature against his own boys to kill some of those people. Yeah, his own fellow soldiers, which was kind of messed up. So that thing was cool. You know, the whole ad, the ghoul fighting at the end and coming, that was cool. I did. There were some cheesy parts for me. I wasn't a fan of when the ghoul is fighting him and Crane picks up a trash can and says, "You have it, Abby. You could do it." And she's like, I can't shoot something this small. And I'm like, oh my God, really?
I was like, is he Captain America now?
And I know the sleepy addicts are going to wind up killing us.
They probably will. But you know what? I was thinking of you when he was cooking. I was like, oh, so last week he doesn't even know how to microwave something, but this week he's got a 5-course meal.
Yes, and then and to top that off, he makes that meal. He spends hours on it, and Abby comes home, and she's a little fo a female little douchebag, and she's like, "I'm gonna go shoot some guns, but keep all this warm for me." I was like, "He spent all really?" Like, you know, and I because I'm just, I and I know the sleepy addicts are gonna be like, "It's because Abby's going through some problem." You know, I'm over her. Like, get over your shit. I mean,
she's worshiping a symbol. That's what she's doing.
Yeah. At the end of this episode, she's like, "I'm yours." I'm like, "Oh, Jesus Christ. What's new?" You know, I don't know. And I think now that you brought it to light, like, what are they doing? Like,
Yeah, what are they doing?
you know, like, get to the hidden one. The hidden one is just every episode, he's just pissed off because he can't get no more magic. Pandora looks pathetic. You know, and you know, now I'm like, just leave this dude already. Joe and Jenny, Jesus Christ, I want to stab my eyes when all that crap's going on. You know, I just.
The best part was the very end where you're thinking, oh, he's gonna get away. And then no, he gets
Oh,
his head blown off.
the Attica, yes, this guy, what's his name? Jack Waters. Just straight shoots him in the head right inside the car. So we know that he's evil, and it's obvious that he wanted some files
Yeah.
and he wants to know what's up with Abby. So
And he's one of those actors that I hate. Like every show, he's kind of like our Sons of Anarchy guy. I love him because he's so talented.
oh, but like he plays
But
like the
like when,
asshole roles. Yeah.
yes, he plays those roles that I just freaking hate.
Well, he seems like a douche in this because he just shot Addicts right in the face. Didn't even care.
No, he didn't.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, because
I want
before
to know what the end game's supposed to be. Like, who are they trying to defeat?
they're trying to defeat the government who is involved with the Hidden One. Yeah,
Okay.
I don't know.
That would give me at least something to be like, okay.
Yeah, okay, the government is in with supernatural. Who knows? You know what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what is going to, because it's like now you got Joe and Jenny dealing with it. Now you got the girls meeting their father, and it's obvious that he made it very clear, you know nothing about me. So there's crap there to do it. The only normal person there is probably Crane that is not going through any drama. And he's just trying to be cool with Abby, and Abby's kind of, I mean, I kind of like the fact that Abby at the end was kind of like, I'm gonna tell you, I'm working on it. But then she lied because then she's like, go get me some chicken wings and get a table ready. And then she goes into the back and she starts worshiping the sign. So she's lying to Crane. So I don't know if it's because she's just being this PTSD kind of chick from another world, or is she just being controlled and that is why she's being a total douche to everybody, including Crane.
Now, I was going to look up the symbol and I totally forgot, but I've seen this symbol before and I've seen it before on different TV shows.
Yeah, I have no idea what it
So
is.
I have no idea what it is, but.
I'm not that serious about this episode or
Well,
this.
maybe that will give us some insight
Well,
on
maybe you
what the
could do
hell
it.
they're worshiping.
Maybe you could do it. And Sleepy Addicts, if you're out there, and I know you are, shed some light because maybe they're. I don't know. I just because it seems
See,
like.
when I brought that up, you realize it now. Like they're not
Yeah.
fighting towards anything.
Yeah, it's just like they're running in the woods. Just, and you're like, where are we going? I don't know. Just keep shooting. You know, it's just like
Yeah.
because it's like more things. Because now that Jack's in it, it's like, oh, now this guy's coming involved, and you know, and then the hidden one. He's pissed off because no match is getting to him, and he's having to eat one creature at a time, and he's not even eating the creatures. You know,
Yeah.
they're not even getting to him. I'm still pissed off at the hidden one for killing my freaking creature last week.
I'm sorry.
You know, that dude just needs
He
to.
killed your horsemen. He killed your others. Just, I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry I busted your bubble, but that's probably why we hate see. Well, why I hate season three. I shouldn't add you in there because there's some episodes you like.
There are, yes.
But I guess that's why
you hate season three so far.
I hate season three because I don't feel like they're going towards anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I'm watching a soap opera, like a daytime soap opera. It's like Days of Our Lives, Sleepy Hollow style.
No, I wouldn't even. No. It, now that you've pointed out, you're giving the soap opera Sleepy Hollow too much credit. At least you know what's going on in a soap opera. Like Rick slept with Rebecca. Now they want to kill you. Like you know. Like okay. I don't know. I'm confused now because now that Jack's involved and now the dad is involved and now the girl's got attitudes and then the hidden one in Pandora and then you got Joe and Jenny and then the new FBI agent, she's coming in. I feel like the new FBI agent is like, what are we doing? What?
That's... Yeah, like we've seen her for two seconds and she had actually two lines.
I like her.
And
though.
Her lines was sit down.
I like her though. But, and Reynolds. He's confessed his love and wants to be like, yo, I know I said some stuff, but,
we need to bring Irving back.
All right, I'm done.
I am too.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
My back hurts.
Wow, like a 2?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's the lowest you've ever given a Sleepy Hollow episode ever.
It did not answer any of the questions I've had, and it just left me empty.
Yeah, I think you and I can both agree the storyline of the episode, meaning everybody's roles, we were a fan of the creature, and when the creature was fighting everybody, that was cool.
Yeah, so okay, I did like the creature, so I'm going to give it a 5.
How can you go from a 2 to 5? You're so sucky when it comes to rating shows. You're like, oh yeah, the creatures. I'm gonna give it a 7.
The creature was good. Okay. I liked the creature.
You're giving it a 5 then.
I'm giving it a 5.
I'm gonna go with a 4.
I'm surprised your number's actually lower than mine.
Yeah, it just didn't if it wouldn't have been for the creature. You know, if this would have been an episode like this in the bees, I would have said, I'm done with Sleepy Hollow. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have done that. Because I know that people are listening and they're going to be like, how could you? You know what? You and I have always said, I believe that you're a true fan if you love episodes and hate episodes. And, you know,
this
and
is what I call a filler episode. This was definitely a filler episode.
When's the finale?
I have no idea.
Because I swear to God, if we get to the finale and it doesn't pay off, I'm going to be so pissed. Like, I need some direction. I need to know something.
I need to know what they're fighting for.
So, the Sleepy Addicts, you can find them on Twitter. They're friends of ours because they're a big, 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 big
they're
fan.
They're probably not friends of ours after this one.
No, they're not friends with you. Okay? They love me. They have something called Hollow Hangout on Google. And I believe they already discussed one of the recent episode. They do this on, I think, on Friday nights. Once the episode airs, they all get a bunch of ladies together. And I think they get some drinks, like some Jack Daniels and some ale, whatever they drink at Sleepy Hollow. And they talk about the episode. And you and I have been invited. I don't know if you're going to be able to make it because I know your schedule's busy and then you got to get ready for Comic-Con and everything else. But I think we kind of penciled in something for March 4th. Where I'll be hanging out, and of course, you too, but I, like I said, we don't know how your schedule's going to be.
Yeah, like, my schedule is all crazy right now.
Yeah, so we're going to be, when I get more information, I'll talk about it some more, and then I'll tweet it out and everything else, but that's going to be kind of cool, and I'm wondering if the ale is going to make their feelings come out. Are they going to be cool to me, or are they going to be like, you're the friend of Amy, die!
Wait, do they really hate me?
I think they do.
That makes me sad.
Well, you know, maybe you should lie and say you love the show.
I give this episode a 10.
Oh, shut up. All right, we're done. Whatever. So the details on that, make sure you check them out, Sleepy Addicts on Twitter. And then they got a link there that you can check out as well. And it's pretty dope. I mean, if you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, they have everything. It's called SleepyHollowAddicts.com. So go there. But I'll have more information about the Hollow Hangout, which is cool. On Google. So, Amy, why don't you let everybody know where they can stalk you and send hateful stuff because you're not a fan, a true fan of Sleepy Hollow.
Don't send me hateful stuff. I am a true fan.
Right.
Hello, I loved season one and two. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO. And you can go over to my website. It's varietyradioonline.com. And we are on YouTube, Instagram, Tumblr, all those social media places.
Cool. For me, you can check me out. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on Facebook. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's my Audioboom channel.
I got one of those too.
You have one of those too, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. And for all the TV fans out there and movie fans, if you haven't done it, you got to get on there because we're on there and you can send really hateful comments to Amy.
No.
There's an app in the App Store, the Apple Store called Good Shows. So get on there. It's called Good Shows. Download. It's absolutely free. And then you sign in, and then you can follow us. We'll follow you. And then you just start following a bunch of people in different communities. But we all talk about TV and movies. It's a dope app.
I really like this app.
If you used Get Glue, which I did.
I did too.
TV Tag, I did.
I did too.
It's kind of like that. Not
Good Shows needs to get the stickers.
No, those stickers were dumb.
No, I collected those stickers.
And that explains why you're dumb. Okay, no. Good Shows, if you're listening, do not get stickers.
Get stickers.
No, it's dumb. Oh, God, you're such a loser. You're such a loser. We'll be back next week to talk
Internet
more.
Internet bullying is mean.
Whatever. Sleepy Hollow airs every Friday on Fox. A new one airs this coming up week, and then we'll recap it on Saturday. Everybody have a great remaining weekend and great week. Amy, say goodbye.
Bye, sleepyhead.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.